Damn these Biloxi blues, it happens every night. And I ain't never met a riverboat dealer that could ever be a friend of mine.
I have not.
The summer heat never treats me kind. It leaves trouble.
Hate the summer heat.
Mind.
For real though.
So I'm bidding farewell, putting in my notice, and I'll see you at another time. This highway does not know my name, and I don't care.
No.
I don't care. Heading my way for another place, and I got three good tires and a spare.
Right to the hook right here.
Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.
Low budget live, not so live, you bunch of low lifers. Welcome to the podcast. For August the 9th, 2021, and thank you all for tuning in. Lowlifers of young and old, new lowlifers, the OG lowlifers, all of yous, welcome. And if you stumbled upon this for some reason and you're like, wait a second, this redneck just called me a lowlifer and I don't like it. Well, that's what the listeners of this program refer to themselves as, so lowlifers. The intro song is a song written by me and performed by me called Biloxi Blues, before you even ask, because a lot of y'all still ask that, and I appreciate it. It's an old song, but it's one that I hold near and dear to my heart. Welcome to Low Budget Live, Not So Live. Sometimes we do it live. We do it not live way more than we do it live these days. August the 9th, and I'm actually recording this on 8-8, which is a very important day in my life. And that's me and the triple threat, Marissa D's anniversary, 8-8. And, you know, life is tricky. Marriage is obviously one of those deals in life that I think you take for granted sometimes, right? And I think that you, I don't know. I think that I just woke up today with a lot on my brain and without, you know, getting too personal about a lot of stuff. You know, I'm not easy to live with, Lord knows. And I got a lot of stuff going on in life all the time that takes me away from home, takes my attention away from my family at times. And I'm just super grateful that I have somebody like Marissa in my life that puts up with it, first of all. And it's, you know, it's a work. Marriage is a work. Like I said this in an Instagram post, everybody's like, oh, but you post the stuff, oh, we're at this and we're on this trip or we're doing this. You know, everybody's that way, man. And you're all hugged up in these family pictures, but you know that there's more that goes on in life than social media indeed. And, you know, I'm grateful to have somebody to share real life with that is willing to go through the good days and the bad days. And Marissa is certainly that. And I'm very appreciative for her and our marriage and our family, man, our blended family that brought us together. We've been married 7 years now, and it's pretty damn awesome. It's pretty damn awesome. So I woke up very grateful today. And, you know, all this is such a fun deal, like the podcast and the videos and all that. But, like, real life always matters more. And I think at times in my life, I've gotten really caught up in whatever it is I'm doing, and I'm trying to be better. I want to live the next, you know, I'll be 40 in a couple of years. I want to live the next 40 years of my life being the best dad and husband, you know, even better than I've always tried to be. And so, yeah, super grateful for 8-8. Super, super grateful. I'm also grateful for the sponsors of this fine fishing podcast. You know, your words, not mine. A lot of y'all say it's a fine podcast to listen to. I am skeptical. I think all of you are terrible judges of character, but I enjoy doing Low Budget Live, and we are able to do that week in and week out thanks to the sponsors like StarTron. We are coming up on the 4-year anniversary of this craziness. I've got things planned for that, but we are coming up on 4 years, and StarTron was the first ever sponsor of this to take a chance on sponsor this insanity, and they did it. StarTron Starbright Cleaning Solutions out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, but start trying kicking ethanol in the teeth in your bass boat to get it away from that outboard engine, because nothing ruins a great day on the water like an outboard engine that won't run. Little dab will do you. Takes care of it in your four-wheeler, in your UTV, in your vehicle, in your weed eater. Ethanol sucks. Every gas pump you pull up to, I'll say 99% of them, contains 10% ethanol, contains 10% ethanol. I don't worry about it because I got StarTron with me. It goes in the truck. It goes in the boat. You don't have to worry about that ethanol. Kick ethanol in the teeth with StarTron. We appreciate those folks. Sims Fishing Products, just a great company, great fishing gear, outdoor gear, from the rain suits to the sun protection, t-shirt. I wear it too much probably, but they've got anything, man, dress shirt. Like I'm Sims'd up most of the time. Sims out of Bozeman, Montana. The greatest slogan in fishing, in my opinion. I'm here to remind all of you lowlifers, you get one life. Fish it well. That's what we all try to do, isn't it? Fish it well. ProGuide batteries. They just dropped the new ProGuide lithiums. You're going to want to check those out. Trust me, because they are bad to the bone. You can use code LBL10 to get a break. ProGuideBatteries.com. Try you some of them lithium batteries that weigh basically like a feather. They're like a feather, and they run all day, and they're good. They're good. Those new ProGuide lithiums. LBL10. Go check it out. ProGuide batteries. And last but not least, hang the banner. Hang the banner. It's like a championship banner in here. It's a boat championship banner right here. Hang the banner. Express Boats, Hot Springs, Arkansas. And I'm still in them comments on that last video I posted about how low can you go, how shallow can you get in that X21. And that video is doing really well. Y'all go check it out if you haven't watched it yet. But running that X21, it's the official boat. It's so cool to say. But the official boat of Low Budget Live and the Traveling Circus. And I'm fixing to take that bad boy and do some up north riding around. I've got to go up north for the MPFL in Wisconsin. And I may be checking out some big water in the old Express before the MPFL, maybe after. So stay tuned for that. That could be some smallmouth smashing in the X21. But running that X21 with 250 Yamaha show this year, the C-Deck flooring. You hear me talk about it all the time. It is truly my favorite bass boat I've ever been in. I know a lot of people are like, oh, you just say that because you're sponsored. I'm telling you, man, it is the best of both worlds for me. You have the size with the X21. You have the speed with the 250 show. You can get where you're going. You got a 96-inch beam to crash through rough water. No problem. And you can also float about yonder deep. So I'm telling you, for my money, Express X21 is where it's at. Express Boats, Hot Springs, Arkansas, building excitement since 1966. All right, let's do this. We got a good guest I'm excited to talk to. It's a young man that I don't know that well in the fishing world, because he's a newbie. He's a new face, and looking forward to jumping on the phone with him here in just a few minutes. But first, few things on my mind, few things I want to talk about. And the first deal is just, it's the world we're living in, man. And Major League Fishing, up at Champlain for BPT, they got a couple events left. And they announced this week that they had 7 guys that would not be competing. Of course, I had a flood of Instagram messages and people tagging me that people want so bad for there to be something always bad with MLF, I think. And then I obviously get attached to that, but but it's just not the case. And they're like, oh, these guys, they cheated. They did this. They did that. No, they got COVID. They're very sick people, a lot of them, man. And I read a couple articles. You know, I saw one where Fletcher Schreck, the wolf of the Bass Pro Tour, actually said that, you know, hey, I'm not vaccinated, but I think I should get vaccinated now. I reached out to a couple of the guys myself that I know pretty well, and they're sick, man. They've been sick since ICAST. Seen a lot of other people say they've been sick since ICAST, and ICAST turned out to be a super spreader event that everybody wants to talk about. But man, I know more people that came home from ICAST mostly unvaccinated, And look, I'm not trying to be political. I hate politics. But I have been vaccinated. A lot of y'all will comment, "You're an idiot. I'm never watching this anymore because you've been vaccinated." But my wife works in healthcare. She is vaccinated. She had to be for her job, which is provides a livelihood for our family. She had no choice. A lot of you disagree with the fact that you should have a choice. I get it. But my entire life is all I'm going to say about this. My entire life, like before I went to middle school, mandatory vaccines. Before I went to high school, mandatory vaccine. Nobody stood up and said, "I'm not getting that and I'm not going to school," or "my kid's not getting." It was never a thing. But I think it speaks to so many people now, and myself included in this, don't trust the government. They don't trust the information you're getting fed by mainstream media anymore. And so you do have this divide. For me personally, I can speak to, and look, dude, I may be growing 7 eyeballs and my foot may fall off this week from the vaccine, right? We're too young and all this, but I do know this. I had COVID. It was miserable. Got in pretty bad shape with it. Y'all remember me talking after this about the long-lasting effects of things. I thought I had blood clots. I had so many just aftershocks from this damn thing. Not to mention, I lost friends in my community that have died from this that don't fit the bill of that. Well, if you're this or you're that, you can get it. But if you're this and that, you're not going to get it and ultimately meet your demise. And I just know too many. I know too many of those "yeah, but" stories in my life. I have a friend right now on the vent in Birmingham, Alabama. He played football at the University of Alabama. He is 35 years old. He's 3 years younger than me. He's a good friend of my family's. He's somebody that my boys look up to immensely, and he's fighting for his life right now. COVID. He is unvaccinated by his own choice. And he's been in the hospital for over 2 weeks, and he's fighting for his life every day, every day. And we get reports from his wife every day, and, you know, prayers going out to him and his family. But he does not fit that bill of, "Oh, yeah, well, if you get this," because I see all the posts and people are like, "Well, it's this percentage or it's that percentage." Well, man, it's a real deal. And I watch people jump on MLF in this sense, you know, wanting to make a bigger deal out of this. And that's why I personally, you know, and I'm not everybody can, and not everybody made posts, but I think Randy Howe made a post. I reached out to Randy, reached out to a couple of the other guys, and they're sick and they got COVID. And I mean, Luke Clawson's been in the damn hospital, man. And it can go from just a routine, "I'm in the hospital," to on a ventilator very, very, very fast. Trust me, I know from friends of mine. So, whatever you're on, I just think is I don't even know what point I'm trying to make. Honestly, I'm just so frustrated in reading, like, and it's fishing. Like, I understand I stir the pot a ton about things, but like MLF handled this situation to the best of their abilities, and people are losing their mind over how they're going to handle the points and they're going to allow the guys a drop tournament. Well, Bass did that. You got to drop it. They built it into the thing. You got to drop a tournament because we are living in a world. These guys are trying, they're providing a platform to these guys to be able to make a living through these questionable times. And I know we're all back out there. Y'all see me posted. I'm going to concerts. I'm doing things. I'm living my life. I'm not telling you not to live your life, right? But I'm saying, like, we all kind of went back to normal, and now we got this huge, whether you believe it, whether you don't, whatever, we got this wave of these new cases happening, man. And it seems to be brutally attacking, if it's this variant, whatever you want to call it, 30-year-olds to 50-year-olds. That's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm hearing, man. We had a major boat factory in this industry, had close to 150, it's a bass boat manufacturer, had close to 150 folks test positive, had to shut the facility down for a couple weeks, had employees die, guys. Like, this is, it's, there are pockets in the country, and I live in one of them, that are getting kind of crazy again. My wife works in healthcare. Like I said, the hospital beds are filling up again. They are. So I just say, like, don't make an argument for a tournament trail doing what they think is best for the guys that are out there risking it. They travel all over the country. We have to go to ICAST as part of our jobs. And, you know, I just think that it's just a scary time, man. And I would say, do what you think is best for you and your family, but just realize, because I see a lot of people making like anti-vaccination posts and things like that. Well, just realize that when you do that, or when you make a comment about COVID not being real. There's a family member that has lost a family member because of this, probably that you know. So just like, just chill with the Facebook warrior stuff on that. That would be my advice to everybody. And as far as Major League Fishing goes with Champlain, I think they handled it to the best of their abilities. And from the guys I talked to, like I said, they're sick, man. They're sick. So they've been battling. There's several other. You roll through Instagram, you'll see it. But, you know, I just hope that we can all get through this without it being a political thing, without it being, you know, a fist fight. Like, that's what's happened in this is I think we're more divided and we should be coming together as a country trying to figure out how in the hell to survive and move on to the next thing, man. Because if anything more major than this ever hits, we're screwed, man. Because people all pull in separate directions, you know, as a society, it seems like. So I don't know, but I read Wired to Fish shared the news about this, and people were just, I mean, immediately making it political and immediately making it about COVID, you know, COVID, rolling their eyes like, dude, if you're still walking around, and maybe some of y'all listen to the show, and you're still walking around and you think it's silly, man, I mean, or some media produced thing or whatever. I don't know, man. I don't know. Not to get on my soapbox about that, but it's just troublesome, man. Like I've got, you know, I got my dad's older. I worry about him. I worry about other friends of mine, obviously, you know, even folks I don't know. Nobody deserves to lose a loved one over something like this that just popped up. Nobody does. There's enough bad that goes on. And so I don't know. I just think sometimes we need to pump the brakes. And I know there'll be comments on this that are just crucifying me for speaking this. And that's fine. That's fine. I just see that kind of stuff. And I'm like, man, it's something else. Huge congrats to Matt Lee. Holy crap. Blew it out up there in his round at BPT. Matt is one of the good guys in the sport. If not one of the best guys in the sport. I like Matt a lot. And he's had his struggles on the water in the last couple of years. And I love to see good guys do well. And Matt made it to that top 10 up there at BPT. And I'm pumped for him. I'm pulling for him to win 100K up there for sure. Hang on just a second. Got a text, I guess. Right here. Another incredible story coming out of BPT. Of course, they're still fishing. And it's still going down up there. My boy Dudley's hanging in there too today. Pump for Double D. He looks like he's going to make yet another one of those knockout rounds. I want to see him make that Tang top 10 at Champlain. He put in a lot of work, pre-fishing work up there. He was telling me some cool stuff when we were at Pickwick for MPFL. So cool to see him put it together on the water, catch him up. But the overwhelming story for me, though, coming out of there is Aaron Martin's competing. And I don't know what else you can say about Aaron other than he's one of the toughest people that I've ever had the pleasure of knowing. It, you know, I you know, it's well documented about my history with cancer and my family, my mother, and watching her fight this, and she's one of the toughest people that I've ever seen as well. But for Aaron, knowing what tournaments are like, and any of y'all listen to this that are tournament fishermen, and seeing him battle and make a cut against that, you know, that field on Champlain, man, it's so good to see. It's so inspiring. Just, but you can't describe that toughness. You can't. So I hope Aaron ends up making the top 10 and just, oh man, so cool. And I've been keeping up with it all week and prayers, obviously, to Aaron and his family, and as they fight, just continue to fight, man. Just continue to fight and hang on and try to beat that thing. But and I mean, guys, he's got a brain like it's. Oh man, it's just so crazy to me. There's and when I think back about like reading negative comments and things, I'm like, dude, there's so many positives up there at that tournament that we could be talking about. And I know I'm the world's worst. I point out negative things, you know. I know that. I try to bring things to light that I and give my opinion on things. But I think, like with that story going on, the fact that seven guys have been pretty sick and weren't allowed to compete is not something that we should be focused on near as much. That's for damn sure. That's for damn sure. So hopefully Aaron can keep it rolling. All right. Moving on. If y'all are still with me, maybe you're not. You're like, what? Luke's this, Luke's that. No, you can't really label me or put me in a box, I promise you. I stick and move too much for that. But, you know, it's just, I don't know, man. I just read through comments and I'm just like, God almighty. You know, I'm not a doctor. I don't know anything about any of this. And when I went to doctors, when I had it, they were all, I just looked into the faces of them being terrified and not knowing what's next, you know, and exhaustion from nurses and doctors when I was dealing with all this earlier this spring. And for people to just be like, it's fake. Just get out of here. Get out of here. Silly. It's real. Ask a healthcare worker. Ask a healthcare worker. All right, now we're moving on. Now I'm really moving on. I promise I'm moving on. Iaconelli. What? Iaconelli won a Bassmaster kayak series. He's now won everything Bassmaster has to offer, from federations to elites to classics to opens to now kayak series. And I just think that's pretty damn awesome. I just wanted to just a little shout out there. A little shout out to Mr. Mike Iaconelli. I'm hoping to see him maybe pop into the high school, maybe Billy Madison it, you know, back to school, send it right back to high school out there in New Jersey, Pitts Grove High School, shout out. I think that's a high school. I don't know. Maybe he'll go win a high school trophy at Bassmaster now. Just, you know, see him out there in his Vans. Like JNCO jeans, throwing it back or something. I don't know. Maybe he never wore those. But and then we see him go from high school right to college. Maybe he's got some time left, some eligibility. We see him go to high, win all those Bassmaster trophies. That's freaking awesome, man. I'm intrigued by this kayak fishing deal, this kayak tournament fishing. And there's a chance that in September I might dive off in one here on Pickwick. I'm kicking it around. My good buddy Christine Fisher, Midwest Fisher Girl, is trying to talk me into that. And I think it could be fun. I think it's definitely different, but very cool to see Iaconelli pull that off on the Chesapeake Bay. All right, let me check my phone right here. All right. Today's guest, I am, like I said, beyond excited to talk to this young man. Been seeing his name around for the past few years in the fishing ranks, and he just wrapped up his rookie season on the Elite Series, which I always like talking to rookies because it is a gauntlet. The opens are a gauntlet, and the guys that just buzz through and make it look easy always blow my mind, and this guy certainly did that last year in the Eastern Opens. He qualified for the Elite Series through that, then goes on to finish second place in the Rookie of the Year this year and 33rd in the Angler of the Year standings, which landed him in the Bassmaster Classic one shot. He's like, I'm in. He is the one and only, let's get him on the phone right now, Justin Hamner. We're going to talk to him.
What's happening?
What's up, Justin? I'm wearing a Tennessee shirt. You can't see me. I had to wear a Tennessee Vol shirt since you're down in Tuscaloosa way, but I'll give you a Roll Tide. Come on.
There you go, Roll Tide. I don't know, y'all.
I may get kicked off this podcast. Every Tennessee fan listening may never listen again after that.
Yeah, that's not a good thing to say in those neck of the woods, for sure.
Especially wearing a Tennessee ball shirt. I can't do that. Well, dude, I got to say thank you for coming on. And you were on my list. So I have a list of guys that, like, now the season's over, I'm trying to get caught up with and do interviews with. And you were a guy, and I intro'd you as, dude, you made the opens look easy to me, like last year. Like, you're just like, oh, yeah, well, I'm just going to do this, that, and the other. Oh, here's the Elite Series. I'm in. And then this year, yeah, dude, you finished second Rookie of the Year. But talk about, like, I mean, I say all the time the opens are bass fishing purgatory because they're so tough. But talk about that, dude. You look like you breezed through.
Dude, it was – I got lucky. I mean, I say I got lucky. This is something I've always dreamed about since I was a kid. I mean, it was not easy. The opens is the hardest thing, in my opinion, to go through. I mean, it's a gauntlet of every single day. You better catch them. And if you have one mistake out there, you're done.
Can't have one bad day, right? One bad day.
One bad day ruins, and it's pretty much, hopefully we can do it next year.
and you got to stay mentally sharp through the entire thing. But, dude, do you think, and I wrote this down to ask you, because you're an Alabama boy. I'm a Southern Tennessee guy, but I cut my teeth fishing in Alabama way more than Tennessee, and I've heard your name for a while. And do you think, guys, because Josh Stroessner, he won Rookie of the Year, another Bama boy, had success, Alabama Bass Trails, BFLs, Coastal, do you think Alabama is one of the strongest proven grounds in the country as far as anglers are concerned?
I really do. I mean, and I think what helps us the most is you hear it all the time, the versatility. And, I mean, we can be at Smith Lake where it's gin clear, you know, blueback herring lake, go up to TVA, we have Gunnersville, Pickwick. Then we got the Coosa. I mean, just straight up river fishing. You can be so diverse wherever you go in the country, you're not really that unfamiliar with what you're fishing.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier to adapt and things like that. But there's no doubt. I mean, these guys down here in Alabama, there's no telling how many they probably make it to the Elite Series and beat our eyes in from around here that just like to take everybody's lunch money in these Saturday tournaments.
The Chris Rutlands of the world and the daggum Kobe Cardens and, all them boys. It's like, yeah, okay. And lots more. Mark McKeggs. And I can't name them all without – I probably offended half of them for not naming them. But they'll just beat me next time.
Lake on a Saturday. Oh, yeah. Lay Lake on a Saturday morning, you better be bringing your A game. I don't care who you
right.
are.
That's exactly right, man. Dude, I'll be honest with you. I was doing some digging like I always do on here. And, man, you were a junior Bassmaster champion three times. That is so cool to me. And I saw that you got to travel to all the Bassmaster Junior Championships and one in New York, a couple in all over. And you were talking about you had those experiences with pros at an early age. But, dude, when would you say that this dream for you started? Like, what age did you say, that's what I'm going to do? I want to fish the Bassmaster Classic.
Honestly, when I was, I think it was second or third grade, I did had to do some kind of assignment for school. And that was when I, pretty much then on, I knew it. Because I said, Jay Ellis had just won the Classic on the Alabama River. I did my whole report on him. You know, I'm like, 9 or 10 years old, talking about how I'm going to be a professional fisherman. You know, this is going to be my dream. And, dude, I've stuck with it ever since. It's probably it hadn't been easy. That is for sure.
Well, there are easier ways to make a living, right?
Yes, there is. And I was always one of the guys that thought, you know, put everything into bass fish, you know, worry about the fishing side of things. And, hey, if I make the Elite Series, you know, sponsors just throw money at you, right?
Yeah.
And that definitely wasn't the case. But if you don't figure out the fishing part of things, that's one thing I like about this sport. If you're not fishing, you're not going to make it.
That's exactly right. But the guys that are so good at both are the ones that excel long term, right? The guys like the Swindles that I know you probably looked up to, being an Alabama guy, he's one of my heroes. Like, those guys figured out all of it. And I feel like, dude, I follow you on social media. I feel like you are definitely one of those guys that you're starting to, hey, I'm going to do all this. And your personality's killer, man. I've seen you on Bassmaster Live. You break down what you're doing very well. Like, you got a bright future, man. You definitely, definitely do. Obviously, you've got the catching them part down.
I appreciate it. Yeah, that part seems like it's been the easiest, even though this year was kind of rough at times, I guess. But yeah, I've definitely got to figure out this whole social media thing. I'm one of them old school guys. I wasn't into the social media a lot. I just like to go fishing, but definitely having to learn this side of things and this business part. So,
I talked to Justin Atkins about you. I said, hey, tell me a little bit. You got any dirt on Justin Hamner? And he's like, man, he's just a good boy. He said he'll show up at them tournaments. He's got his muck boots in the back where he probably just got through pouring some concrete, and he just wants to catch a bass. That's what Atkins said. And I said, you know what, dude? I love that. And
that's it.
That's it. Like, you just want to go bass. And there's so many guys, I think, like, Dustin Connell, another Alabama boy, he's similar in that. Dude just wants to go bass fishing, but he adapted. And dude, I think you're doing great with it. I saw you a few times on live kicking around that live scope a little bit. Now, is that something, because you seem like, I mean, talking to you, man, you just like to fish. You cut your teeth down there around Tuscaloosa. Is that something that you've always enjoyed in fishing, is the electronic side of it? Or is that something you're adapting more now as you got to the elites and like in the opens?
Really, once I got live scope, it changed my whole perspective on fishing.
Wow.
Honestly. I mean, I used to be, you know, the traditional Alabama guy. I mean, I would always try to do something a little bit different, but, you know, getting the live scope, it opens up a whole new world of fish that we just, things that we always thought we can now actually know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, all this stuff that we've always thought about fishing and how fish are doing this or that during certain times, a lot of that to me has been busted. Things that we used to think was, you know, the way it is, it's not true. And now we have the ability to be able to prove that. I mean, it's amazing what it shows you.
Oh, I remember you at, I guess it was Knoxville, and you're fishing pretty shallow, but you're like, there's a stump right here, and you caught some off of it on live scope. And I thought in that moment, I'm a Tennessee boy. You're burning up the banks up there throwing a flat side most of the time, right? Before live scope, I mean, that would kind of been the deal, or guys fishing jigs, channel swings, whatever. And it's like, it has just changed the game. But I think it's interesting because that stuck out with me this season when I saw you doing that and then getting to talk to you where you're like, I'm old school. And I text you that too. I'm like, hey, man, LBL is just a phone call for the most part. I do Zoom every now and then, but you know what? Like, Zoom should be brush hogs. Not interviews for me. that's my Zoom. We'll just talk on the phone. I know people do it fancier, but you know what? It works for me. So, but I wanted to ask you that, man, about live scope, because I have embraced it for the last several years. And you're right about it does just, it's like a fact checker. Like you're like, oh, I think that they do this or they do that. Well, we're just learning so much more about what bass actually do, I feel like now.
Yes, and it takes so much guessing out of stuff. It's, and you can get caught up. There's no doubt. I mean, there's times that it's probably hurt me just staring at that screen, and when I should just go fishing instead of trying to get these fish to bite or something like that. But there's no doubt. I mean, for me to going through the opens, I couldn't tell you how many fish. Probably 90% of them that I called that helped me make it to the elites were off of that.
Whoa, that's a statement. 90% of them.
Yeah, it was because, I mean, and back to the opens, it's about being consistent. You're not, I mean, if you go out there and try to just go for broke every tournament, I mean, it could happen. But, you know, the guys that are consistent through the opens, and then once you to be able to make it to the elites.
No doubt about it. And then, to me, the guys with the best careers in professional fishing, I know everybody wants a blue trophy. Everybody wants to win. But the way I judge people or grade people, and the way I used to grade myself when I fished FLW, and unfortunately I gave myself a failing grade more times than not, is those guys that can be consistent. And I know I brought up Swindle, but the Wesley Straters, the Andy Morgans, these guys that are check getters, because to me at the end of the year, you just want to be in whatever championship you're fishing for. You know, obviously the classics, the top of the heap, but you want to be whatever that points deal is that you're fighting for. And in your case in the opens, it was to get to the elites. Now it's the classic, man. Those championships matter because you can't win them if you're not in them, obviously. So
right.
Being there and having that on your resume, man, first year out of the elites, in the elites, 33rd place, second rookie of the year to Josh Strasner, dude. When New came out of the gate, and I've known New a long time, and he wins the first one, were all you rookies like, oh, damn it. What's that? We're all like, well, I guess rookie of the year is a wrap, because, dude, he's a bad, bad dude. And then you and Josh, I mean, it was a tight race, KJ Queen, Matt Robertson, Mark Frazier. I mean, so many good rookies. You had Daryl Gleason in there. But you guys, I mean, y'all were able to get New, because I truly, no offense to anybody else, I was like, yeah, Brian, especially when he won, but I was like, Yeah, he's going. There's no way they beat him for Rookie of the Year because he's just he's been a long time freaking coming.
Yeah,
at that level, right? And I know you know that, and everybody knows it. But dude, talk about that. Like, what's it like to beat him? And I got to poke him a little bit just because I love Brian New.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He's talking about down to earth. He's a good dude. But yeah, come out of the gate swinging like that. We got our hands full. I knew it before the first tournament. But yeah, for him to come out and win that first, I was like, dude, serious.
You're like, uh-oh. Well, honey, Rookie of the Year might be a wrap. But then you gave it heck, dude. Streisner pulled it off. And it's so awesome to see two Bama guys up there. And I told Atkins, I said, straight from the ABTs right to the elites, baby. That's what I feel like. I mean, you guys are mixing it up, dude.
Yep. And the first thing I said to Josh, I was like, look, I hate that I didn't win it, but glad you're bringing it back to Bama.
That's right. That's right. Dude, I don't know if you realize this stat about yourself at all, because you seem like a very humble guy. But as I look up your stats, 20 tournaments, okay, I want everybody to listen to this, Low Budget Live, the low lifers, listen to this, 20 tournaments, 16 times in the money.
Dang.
16 out of 20. You've got 20 Bassmaster events on your record. You finished in the money 16 times. Brother, you are now Mr. Consistency. That's for me forever.
that is all, honestly, that's what I've kind of, I don't know about being known for, but that's just kind of the style of fishing I've always been. I've never been the guy that really goes out and just knocks it out of the park and blows out all these tournaments, but I like to always be there in the hunt. It doesn't matter where we are, where we're going, but yeah, I like to, if you're not cashing checks, it's going to be hard to make it, especially off of, I feel like I'm the real, the other low budget live. That was my whole rookie season.
Low budget life.
Low budget, and I was just praying to get on live.
I like it, man. And you roomed with Patrick Walters this year?
We're traveling together. I stayed in his camper for, heck, I think the first three tournaments.
Okay.
I mean, that's a good dude, by the way.
Yeah, he's a good one. He's a real one. So,
yep. And so he let me, you know, get my feet wet. He helped me out. And, dude, him and his family, they cook for me every night. I mean, they've done so much for me, helping me out. I can't thank them enough.
That's awesome, man. That backs up everything that I've already thought about Patrick Walters, because he's like yourself, man. He's a humble young man, and he knows what he's doing on the water. And you guys have such a bright career ahead of you. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch the next several years on the Elite Series, to say the least.
Yeah, it's awesome being able to have somebody like that we can, you know, me and him talk, and we don't necessarily. I don't know how it really works out, because it's like we'll just be on total opposite ends of the lake trying to figure it out, break it down, and we so many times we come back. And it's like we figured out the same kind of deal, same kind of areas, just like, so it's crazy how different our minds work, but we come to a lot of the same conclusions.
That's
so
cool.
It kind of gives you that, I guess, confidence that maybe you are doing the right thing.
No doubt about it, because he's a guy that certainly got it nailed down. I mean, he was top five in AOI. He, you know, obviously he's won elites now. He's won opens. He won big in college. He is, he's definitely a name in the sport that's not going to go away anytime soon. And, I mean, let's be honest, he got the shortest shorts in the game, but he pulled it off. He pulls it off. I give him hell on them shorts.
Man, them shorts, I'm telling you, I have to cover my wife's eyes sometimes watching live.
Honey, look away. Patrick's catching another one on the jerkbait. We don't know where this is headed.
If he gets down to scoop it, it's going to be dangerous.
That's what I said. Cover it up. Too hot for TV. He needs an OnlyFans. That's what I told him. I'm like, you better get you an OnlyFans, boy. Patrick Walter. Of course, he knows we love Patrick. I like giving him a hard time. I did see somebody post this week, though, when you type his name in, to Google, one of the automated searches that popped up were how short Patrick Shorts. I swear. I saw he shared it, and I was like, okay, I like this.
I talked to him about it. He was so mad because he's like, man, why is my jerk, Patrick Walters jerkbait under my Patrick Walters short shorts.
Yeah, nobody cares about fishing. They don't care. Ultimately, yeah. They're going, hey, listen, you know bass fishermen, dude. They all arrogant, and they all think they know more than anybody. So we all got our stuff that we like. They don't care about Patrick's jerkbait. They want to know about them shorts.
Yeah, that's it. If he doesn't come out with the Signature Series line of shorts, something's wrong.
Listen, whatever clothing company he's sponsored by, if they're not already working on that, shame on them. And it needs to be like them Victoria's Secret ones where they say something across the butt, like he, but jerk bait, right? Jerk on one cheek, bait on the other. Like, I mean, he'll be set. He'll sell more of them. He'll ever print.
See, I figured he could get some like stickers. If somebody wanted to advertise, I'd advertise them thighs. I'd put a Zoom sticker right on that thigh.
Yeah, I mean, send it, buddy. You're starting to pick up on this marketing stuff. You said you didn't know. Now you make sure you get a cut. The first time he pops up on live with a Zoom sticker on his thigh, I'm going to need you to get a cut of that, all right?
I hope so.
Yeah, we're going to need – hey, all y'all listening right here, Justin Hamner, he is a marketing guru. He just proved it right there at the end. He said he wasn't into that, but he is. He knows.
I'm having to learn. I'm learning as we go.
You're learning on the fly. I like it, brother. Well, dude, I really appreciate you coming on. And I told you, I'm fortunate that folks listen this week in and week out. And if any of y'all out there, you're not following Justin, tell them where they can find you on Instagram and Facebook and all that good stuff.
Everything's going to be Justin Hamner Fishing, Facebook, Instagram. Really got a lot of exciting things coming out. I've had a ton of people helping me, like with Buck and Bass, you know, one of my main sponsors. They're really pushing and helping me with this social media side of things. So got a lot of cool things coming out. I can't wait.
Buck and Bass. So I see their name popping up more and more and more and more. It's impressive, but they make rain suits and things like that.
They do. And I mean, so they're still a relatively new company. They got the rain gear out and they just released like their summer stuff, like the summer shirt and full throttle hood. It's a lot coming, but yeah, they're going to be head to toe before this is all said and done. Have it covered.
So. Very cool. I've got a couple of boys over on that MPFL side of things, like Bryant Smith and some of those boys that I deal with over there when I'm doing the commentary.
Yeah.
They bucking bass. I see them over there repping.
Brian's a good dude. I like Brian.
Ooh, and that's another one of them young boys that'll snatch one in the face now.
Yeah, he will. Gosh, I want to get over there to Clear Lake with him so bad.
Yeah, he Brian, we've covered him, I guess, the last two events, and he's way up there in AOI now, and he's catching them, man. He's great on camera. He's doing good breaking his stuff down. Yeah, he's definitely one of the dudes you better watch in this sport for years to come too, like yourself. He's something else. But well, dude, you keep being Mr. Consistency, and I'll keep saying Roll Tide on here because I think that we're gonna have to say that to you a lot more. And I can't wait to talk to you next year when you get one in blue trophies.
That's what I'm talking about, dude. I can't thank you enough for having me on here.
Hey,
I
mean, man, it's my pleasure.
It's been awesome. So if you ever need anything, you let me know.
Hey, man, what we going to do? I'm going to get you to come up here. You live a couple hours from me this winter when everything's kind of slowing down. I'm going to do some low-budget lives here in the Bar and Grill where I invite some guys in to actually sit here and talk to me. No phone calls. So I'm going to get you up here, son.
Hey, I'm down.
All right. We'll do it.
We might even have to go out there and play with that live scope.
Hey, I got a lake about 15 minutes from the house that's a pretty fun one to play with live scope on. Trust me. Old Biggs live in it too. We can go do that.
I'm down. You just say the word.
Hey, I'm ready. All right, Justin Hamner, I appreciate you. Y'all make sure you go follow Justin. And Justin, get back to your family, man. I appreciate the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you, buddy.
Justin Hamner, man, I'm telling y'all right now, the future of bass fishing, you know, there's a lot of concerns a few years ago. And if you were a guy at Bassmaster, and when I say guy, I think if you were one of those people like in that upper management, you probably had some sleepless nights when everybody was leaving. Everybody's going BPT. And of course, you know, had some guys come back, the Polnicks, the Swindles, and Jason Christie's. But these young guys, the Patrick Walters, the Justin Atkins, freaking Justin Hamner, right? Such a cool conversation. Thanks to him for coming on. Josh Strasner's, Brian News, KJ Queens. Matt Robertson, the future's bright, man. The future's bright. And there's equally that many good young dudes over there in the MLF, Big Five, Pro Circuit stuff, the Toyota stuff. We've got them at the MPFL, the River Lees of the world, the Bryant Smiths, Matt Beckers, Josh Weavers, Joey Swintez. Lots of good young dudes out there, man, in the sport. So the future's bright. The future's bright, and it's I appreciate Justin taking time away from his family to speak with us there. I appreciate each and every one of y'all for watching this every week, for commenting, for watching Boats and Pros, for subscribing to the channel on YouTube. Make sure you're subscribed if you're not. But I appreciate each and every one of you. I had a guy reach out this week to me, and I won't throw his name out there, but he's a guy I talk with quite a bit on social media that's a low lifer. And he reached out to me. He said he was having some hard times in his life right now. And he said, man, I just want to tell you that watching all your stuff, I mean, it gives me a distraction from what's going on. And I said back to him, well, all of this that I do, the content, the things that I do, the podcast, Boats and Pros, for me, more than anything and more than any of you guys will ever really know, is a distraction for me as well. Because, you know, I've got a lot of things going on personally a lot of times, and whether that be, you know, career stuff, whether that be family stuff, whether that be relationship stuff, you know, in life. And this, it is that for me. It's a sounding board. We're a community. We're low lifers together. And it's awesome. It's awesome week in and week out. And I appreciate the fact that you guys give me a chance to run my mouth and that it means that much to you on the other side. I had another incident a couple weeks ago on the water with a young man that came up to me on the water, and he had just found out something horrific in his life, and he got a phone call while he's on the water, and he felt that it was like he saw me in my boat, wrap boat, fishing with the boys, and he came over to talk to me because he wanted to share what was going on in his life and share with the fact that he listens to me every week, and we had a conversation like we've known each other for 20 years, and I think that that's what this is about for me. It is. And I appreciate each and every one of you, man. I do. Make sure to hug your mama. Make sure to hug your daddy. I'm going to take you out with the rest of Biloxi Blues right here. And I'm going to see y'all next time.
From Jackson Town to Tupelo, I never could make it last. Spanish moss and Civil War ghosts, well, I'm gonna leave them in the past. Any direction, Lord, I'll be fine. It don't matter, east or west, north, south, wherever the wind blows, I'm leaving those burdens at rest. This highway, it does not know my name, and I don't care, no, I don't care. And I got three good tires and a spare. Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.